Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I'm a beautiful individual. Brett on the Bay Bridge. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Doing great.
I do scrub my feet. It's been something I've done since I was a kid. The problem is, because anybody that's in the shower, especially if I'm at a...
Oh, no. Did say he was on the Bay Bridge. He must have hit the tunnel there at Treasure Island. But he scrubbed his feet, so that's one. Okay.
So one thing that my wife has really, like, you know, since, you know, getting married, whatever, it's going to be about 15 years here coming up in August. We're actually celebrating our 15-year anniversary.
Oh, but like, congratulations.
Like, look, lotion, for example, you know, like, your boy, at times, when I get into the sun and I get sunburnt, I can peel a lot. So, like, I got into the whole, like, lotion thing. So now when I shave... Anytime that I shave, and I try to do it every morning, I'll put on the little lotion on the face, little things like that, like skincare and hygienics. Like, there's a whole routine behind it. Flossing, your teeth, you know, how I groom my face.
You don't like the dentist, by the way. I love the dentist. I love getting my teeth cleaned. I love doing that stuff.
But like,
you know.
I mean, you got to get in between the toes every now and then. I mean, like, that's, like, there's honestly, no, that's foul.
There's nothing in between my toes.
What do you
toes?
Mean like, there's nothing? Yes, there is.
Scrub,
what are you talking about?
When
it's
I'm done,
fungus.
When I'm done in the shower, my feet are looking immaculate. Again, I'm wearing flip-flops the rest of the week to prove
your liberal use of immaculate.
I mean, they're beautiful. I have beautiful feet.
Okay. I wash in between my toes.
Okay, so
well, of course everyone does.
Thank
you. Because you're standing in the shower.
That's not washing your toes. That's not washing your toes. If the water is just falling over your feet, that's not washing your feet. That is water getting on your feet. There are two completely different actions there.
I'm lathering my entire body in soap, and it's rubbing it off.
Do you have a handle that you could pull down and spray onto it at minimum?
I have high pressure on my shower head where I can stand back, and it's going to hit.
You have high pressure in your shower? Okay, that's a flex.
Oh, my God.
And it's toasty. It gets really hot. It's scalding.
Oh, my God.
If you had the detachable shower head, you absolutely have no excuse to not be getting on
your feet. I actually don't have it. Mine does not.
I know. I need to get one of those.
By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Do you just run a little water bottle over your dishes, too, while you're at it? Just a light little water bottle?
No, I have the really cool...
It's clean.
I have the really cool dials, like one like you just squirts on there. It's very easy access. Get on my nice... scrub daddy. I got the scrub daddy there and the scrub mommy, if you will. The scrub Joey. That's what they call me, too.
Just squirt it on and that's it.
West Oakland Sam, are you scrubbing your feet in the shower or not? It's this or that.
Even if it's just occasionally.
Spadoni, this is terrible, bro. You gotta wash your feet, dog. This is terrible, bro.
I do like, wash my feet. Hey, Sammy, I'll let you finish.
Know.
Sammy, I'll let you finish, all right?
Let him finish.
I lather my body up. Okay, so picture it. I lather my body up, all right, with a nice body wash. I get it all over me. Soap's everywhere. The soap's on my hair.
You don't even give it
I
like
close
a little,
my eyes.
You don't even do this.
I'm listening
like
to my music.
That?
No, everywhere. It's all. I'm soaking. I'm soaking in soap, and then it gets all over. Why are you guys laughing?
No one believes you.
It cleanses, and then it goes to the bottom of the feet, and then it does this little rinse cycle there, and then I'm good. Right, Sam? I'm good.
That's not a real... letting soap suds go down your legs is not a cleanse. You're actually leaving bacteria, like potential bacteria, dirt that's still on your skin cells going down your body, brother. You got to clean the bottom of your feet, and if you don't have a handle, you put your hand on the wall,
exactly.
Raise your
that's
leg.
That's dangerous.
You can still pick your leg up. Hold on. You can still pick your leg up.
Yep.
Put your hand on the wall. Get you a good shower mat so you have a little grip. Put your hand on the wall and rub the bottom of your feet. Like, there's nothing more. I hate when people have foot confidence when their feet look terrible. I hate looking at feet on the dashboard when I'm driving on the freeway and the neck, and I'm like, ugh, look at your disgust. Like, feet to me are just, like, besides a beautiful woman's foot, feet are just terrible to me, bro. And you gotta clean them. It's like, you gotta do it because infections and things can happen. That's all I'm saying. Take care of your feet, Sedona. You better than that, bro.
Hey, thank you, West Oakland Sam, for being concerned about my
feet. Like, when it rains on my vehicle, okay, like, there's still, like, the soot of dirt from the rain. You guys know this, how this works. Like, mm-hmm. You still got to go get your car washed.
Sure.
It always happens right after you get your car washed, too.
Always.
Like this morning. So, I did a little bit of research here, you guys, and I decided to ask the smartest person in the room, the artificial intelligence.
Oh.
And so I asked, you know, does soap collecting on your feet count as washing your feet? The answer, not exactly.
Oh, okay.
When soap runs down your body and collects on your feet, it may remove some dirt and oils, but
enough for me.
It doesn't replace actually scrubbing him. Because, guys, the soles of your feet, in particular, have thicker skin and can trap sweat, bacteria, and dead skin without friction, whether from your hands, a washcloth, or a loofah. Who here owns a loofah anymore? Just giving your feet a lukewarm bath in diluted soap.
So
you need to scrub your foot to get that friction, to get that extra dirt and grime out of the bottom of your foot, a.k.a. just standing in hot water with soap does not count.
I don't have dirt and grime on the bottom of my feet. They're immaculate. They're beautiful.
That's an absolute lie.
Have you,
you are, you are a hobbit running around out there.
You don't know me. You've never seen
me. I do know you. I've seen your feet every day in the studio in the old building.
Exactly.
I know exactly what those puppies look like and all those little 10 piggies.
All right.
All the way to the market and back.
888-957-9570. The question for today's this or that. It was makeshift. It was right after Anthony Slater, who was tremendous, by the way. We'll get into what he had to say in regard to the Warriors offseason at some point. But, you know, the feet is dominating the conversation right now. Do you scrub your feet in the shower or not? That's the question. 888-957-9570. And West Oakland Sam was saying something that, quite frankly, is dangerous. You can't go 1 foot in the shower. That's when you slip and fall and accidents can happen. That's very dangerous. It is. That's my PSA. Wait, so
from the maker of I used to be able to dunk in high school to now I can't.
I never said
reach
I could dunk.
My hand
never
down
said
my
I could dunk. Doggy. I touched the rim.
Okay.
Once.
It's when the hoop is on the ground.
It's been backed up.
It's been
tucked
on a ladder.
Daniel's in Richmond wants to join the conversation.
Oh my God.
This or that, Daniel. Are you scrubbing your feet in the shower?
Oh, I'm scrubbing them. I'm cleaning them, washing them between my toes and everything. If you don't clean in between your toes, you're not scrubbing your feet. You're just letting dirty soap suds from your body go down to your feet. You're not cleaning them. You're just leaving more bacteria down there.
I don't know. My feet are smelling pretty good these days, Daniel. I'm just saying.
Okay, who's making this determination that your feet are clean? Because now I feel like we need a third party to come in here and, like, truly judge if your feet are clean or not.
All right, call a podiatrist. Let's find them.
Well, here's what I would ask you. How old is your daughter?
Baby Nora is 2.
Okay. What if 25 years from now she brings home this guy? He's like, yeah, I don't wash my feet. He'd be like, what? What? My daughter brought home some dude that doesn't wash his feet? What if it just casually came up and
you would
be a little disgusted?
I'd ask him if he showers daily. And if he says yes, then his feet are already washed. So he's fine. He passes the test.
I'm never wearing your shoes.
Well, I would hope not because those are my shoes. They don't belong to you. I'm not lending them to anyone.
Well, I don't know what situation would require that, but if it ever comes up, I'm going to say no.
You guys are tripping. Thankfully, Carter's on my side here. You guys are absolutely off your rocker.
84% of the YouTube chat is on our side, Chasky and I's side, the clean people side.
In today's day and age, that's essentially unanimous.
You know, people laughed at the likes of Benjamin Franklin. And you know what people said?
They didn't even have showers back then. Ben Franklin washed his feet in the river.
He's a founding father.
What
and
crack
people,
are you on
and
right
people
now?
People laughed at him like you're laughing at Carter and I. You know what?
When you go out and invent electricity, then we'll stop laughing.
The triangle offense was laughed once upon a time from Phil Jackson. All right?
When you're on the $100.
People laughed at Stephen Curry for shooting that many. Jump shooting teams can't win.
Steph Curry had clean feet.
We will prevail. We will thrive.
We will wash our feet.
My feet are already washed. All right? How about that?
Yeah, from all the water and soap coming down.
Thank you, dude.
Dirty soap water.
You guys are tripping. All right? 888-957-9570.
I don't think we're tripping. I think you're the one who's tripping.
I'm not tripping because my feet don't have any laces on them, and I don't need to trip on my laces. They're in flip-flops, and they're chilling. By the way, you know they call them thongs? In, like, Australia, they call their sandals thongs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard of that. Thong sandals.
Plus, well, if you're getting pedicures, like...
Here we go. My mother-in-law has to chime in. Oh. She's listening. Love you, Mary. Gross. Have you ever heard of smelly feet?
I don't have smelly feet.
Your feet have sweat glands.
Her name's Mary. I've met Mary.
Yes. Your feet have sweat glands. He needs to scrub to remove the dead skin and sweat. And even though he doesn't walk in dirt, you will still collect those things.
Well, I get pedicures and foot massages, and they do that for me sometimes. So how about that? That's enough.
Yeah, they get the chainsaw out, and they're like, they got the COVID mask on with the Vista Viano cover.
I told you, my nails are clipped, dude, and they look very pretty. Michael's in Oakland. Michael, this or that? Do you scrub your feet in the shower or not?
Oh, I do not scrub my feet in the shower, but every now and again, I get athlete's foot.
Ugh, that's gross. I don't.
You're not scrubbing your feet.
Get out of here, Michael. You're ruining the argument. You can leave. You're done. Tough acting, ten acting on line one.
This
RIP.
Might be the most lit John the YouTube Madden. Chat has been in a while, by the way.
I want to barge into the sales room right now and ask every person in the sales room. There's a full meeting going on right now.
Just
open the door. One second.
Hold on. No.
Hi, I'm Joe Spadoni. When I'm taking a shower, I only use.
You're going to get us in trouble. He's doing it right now. He's makeshift. He's joining. No, he's not. He's scared. He's a coward. No,
that's not the queen. You got to listen.
Thank you. No. There it is. He asked. Who's Joe Cunningham? He said no.
There were a couple people in that room who said no, but the bulk of them said yes. And I heard a couple no's, and I looked at them so side-eyed. I know who to avoid now.
They were listening on the Odyssey app or on YouTube.
Did you pick that up on the radio? Could you hear me yelling that out?
Yeah, we heard you a little bit.
888-957-9570. We're up against it. We're going to take a quick break here. We're split in the studio. Carter and Spadoni saying no. We don't need to scrub
Carter's
our feet in the shower. No, he's not.
Well,
Carter's on Team Disgusting.
I'm only on team. You don't have to watch the bottom of your feet.
Yeah,
you can't give it one of these just up and down.
That's dangerous. You see the size of his.
I don't know about the between the toes of Spadoni. That is nasty.
No, my between the toes are clean. I'm good, guys. I'm good. I have to wear flip-flops for the summer now.
You guys have never seen Monty Python, the guy that loses all his limbs? Like, I'm still going to be able to fight. Like,
it's just a flesh wound.
It's a flesh wound.
This or that. Oh, do you scrub your feet in the shower or not? 888-957-9570. That's what's coming up in the game. And it's going to be brought to you by Honda of Vallejo.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original slab pack. You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wednesday through Friday, that's with my flip-flops, and you're going to see them, and you're going to marvel at the beauty that is.
Don't do that.
Joe Spadoni's feet. 888-957-9570.
That's nasty.
Why?
Because feet are nasty, dude.
Well, some people love feet. I'll say that. I might get some tips.
Rex Ryan.
I might get some tips
Sure,
tomorrow.
Some people love, you know, caviar, and some people love escargot and all those things.
Escargot's delicious. It just tastes like butter and garlic.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out on
Well, you haven't even tried it. You haven't even tried it. How do you
I don't need to eat insects.
Why?
Because I don't need to.
You just don't need
to? Just like I don't need to see your feet.
You're going to, whether you like it or not. You're going to look at them tomorrow. Sean is in Fremont, Joe. He wants to join the conversation. It's this or that. And by the way, we have a Giants, a Shasky Giants rant we're going to revisit a little bit later as well. So you're not going to want to miss that. But first and foremost, we're talking feet on the roast, roasting the feet. Sean, this or that, do you scrub your feet in the shower or not?
I do scrub my feet, but I got a question for you. If you don't wash your feet in the shower, or you don't scrub your feet in the shower, do you wear shoes in the house?
Do I wear shoes in the house? I'm usually wearing socks when I'm in my house. That's generally what I'm doing, but my floors are very clean, if that's what you're getting at, Sean.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because I didn't want to assume that if you don't scrub your feet, you wear shoes in the house, because that's kind of gross, too.
Thank you, Sean.
Okay, here comes some of my bizarre behavior. So, like, I have an entire set of socks that are dedicated for shoes, and then various levels of shoes.
Okay.
Right? So, like, the higher-end socks for... Anyway, that being said, I have a whole nother set of socks that are colored socks that are grays and blacks that are only for walking around the house with no shoes.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
No, it's not.
Socks
because
just
white
for the
shoes...
house is weird.
What?
Socks just for the house to wear.
Yeah, they're called house socks. Like, that's what I do.
It's very odd.
Yeah, and the reason why is because the floors at times, when you have dogs and a kid and they're spilling stuff, it can get dirty. You don't want to ruin the good socks that go into shoes because you don't want to ruin your shoes. Again, this is all about proper, you know, hygiene.
Just get normal socks. Your feet need like different levels of socks? What is wrong with your feet?
No, I'm just saying it's like you got socks that are dedicated for walking around on the hardwood floors.
No, you got dress socks and you just got everyday socks. There's two socks in life. You have dress socks and you have everyday socks. No. Yeah, I have black high top socks that I wear all the time. There's some dress socks. There you go. I don't need anything else. I don't. It's easy. Simple.
And then I have Nike.
Hanes.
I got Nike Elite socks that go when I play ball. Right? Like everyone's got that, right? No?
Sure. Benny wears some Nike socks as well. But it's not the end-all, be-all if you wore some low-top white ones as well. Doesn't matter. Right, Carter?
I agree.
There you go. That's it. By the way, be sure you're locked in on Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Am I right, Sammy? You guys talking feet this episode?
Yeah, and how all the ways we wash them. I hope Dibs washes his feet. Oh. I was in need of some clean feet.
There you go. Speaking of the Giants, Broseph, we'll get into what you had to say a year ago today. As I say... once again, happy birthday to my little sister, Hannah, who's turning 26 today. And also, happy birthday to J.J. Redick, head coach of your favorite team, the Los Angeles Lakers. You love J.J. Redick. He has his naps timed out.
Stop it!
I had my naps timed out, bro.
No one likes J.J. Redick.
Timed out, bro. We could continue this or that, 888-957-9570, on the feet scrubbing or not. I did want to also touch on what Anthony Slater just said, Joe. In regards to Jimmy Butler being the big move this summer, if you will, if you viewed it in that lens, if you're a Warriors fan, I do think you would take that. Like, I think we're a couple months removed now from the high that was the Jimmy Butler signing or trade, I should say. You brought him over. It was amazing immediately. You started winning, right? You got to the second round of the Western Conference. You came up short. Steph got hurt. That sucked. And the downer that was the couple weeks after that, I think we've had enough time to take a deep breath, step back, and say, okay, that was successful. I can't wait to see what a full offseason is going to look like. Is that enough for a Warriors fan, though? Is that enough for you? I want to ask first and foremost, Joe, of like just telling yourself, hey, Jimmy Butler was the big signing this year, and that's going to be basically the big signing of this free agency period.
Good enough to do what? Have a fun year or win a championship?
Well, what are your expectations of the team?
Have a fun year, but I think they want to win a championship, right? And I would say that like I just have doubts. Doesn't mean it can't happen. I just have doubts that a 35, 36, and 38-year-old guy can all stay healthy for the long enough time to qualify for the playoffs and then, you know, make it through the entire playoff grind.
I would argue that they have just as much of a chance as anyone else in the West, not named the favorites, the Oklahoma City, where everyone's going to be shoehorning them in as the favorites to win it all. Like, I think there are a lot of flawed teams everywhere in the West and in the East, quite frankly. So just to say that...
Yeah, but they're also the oldest.
Okay, but some of those other teams are also old.
I mean, there's been 80 seasons of NBA basketball. We've never had a champion with the three best players be this old.
I understand, but the wear and tear, as we're talking about every single place, like the Denver Nuggets have a lot of injury history, too. They have a lot of wear and tear there. Jokic is getting older, too. Jamal Murray, the guy's got how many different ligament damages around his body? Aaron Gordon, the same thing? Like, I have question marks there. We'll see with Houston. Listen, this whole thing with Kevin Durant's great. They needed a score. They got him. Kevin Durant's failed in his last couple locations.
Yeah, but they have Amos Thompson who's 22 or whatever.
Sure.
Also, right? So that's where it's different.
Again, I understand. Let's see it first and foremost before we give out a grade. The Timberwolves, you know what? Maybe they're destined not to get to a finals. Maybe this is that was their shortcoming again. They made it back-to-back to conference finals, and they can't get over that hump. We'll see, right? The Lakers, LeBron James, he's going to opt back in $50 million. I don't know. Luka and him, can it really work? They were bounced in the first round. I'm not sure.
Everyone has questions.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So why can't the Warriors?
Because the questions are, I'm saying the biggest doubt I have is like the age. And I think you could scoff at it all you want, but I think they'd be doing something that'd be defying history.
Right. And that's, I can't keep going back to that. Like the age. Yes, it's going to be a conversation and I get it, but it is what it is at this point. So, yeah, I was concerned about the age with Steph, with the wear and tear, with the 3-1 blown lead in the first round, and that obviously contributed to him having that slight tear and him not being able to complete that second round. I get that. But at the same time, I can't be worrying about that all season long, right? I just can't. I can't. Just like people are worrying about Jonathan Kuminga all the time.
Yeah, but
I don't know, man.
How you play the regular season out. Like, I do think this is a real element. Like, as we talk strategy, the strategy is all right, well, the sweet spot of playing Steph, Jimmy, and Dre is how many games?
Like minutes-wise?
No.
Or just games? Oh.
If there's an 82-game season, how many do you need to have from all three of them to be able to be a locked top six team?
What do you think?
I don't know. Like, if they played a combined together 60 games, that would be kind of surprising.
Really? Like, too many or too few?
No, I'm saying all of them were healthy for 60 games together from start to finish. I think that would be kind of surprising.
I'm very curious to see what a full offseason together is going to look like and translate. Because let's not get it twisted. Steph was playing a lot of basketball last summer, too. He was playing the Olympics. He was their best player, obviously, when they needed it the most. Being Serbia, France, all of that, the night-night. Heard around the world, and he was working a lot offseason. Brandon Pajemski was working a lot in the offseason. He also got hurt early on last season, too. Jonathan Kuminga got hurt. So, yeah, it's going to be the same conversation for every team. It's going to be health, but particularly with this team, it's those three guys. And that's why, again, are they in a position to just move off young assets like they are, really young assets for veterans that also might get hurt, and then you're losing... another spot in the rotation because of a hurt guy. D'Anthony Melton, the fact that they were relying on that guy. No, seriously, we scoff now, but they were relying on D'Anthony Melton staying healthy. And it sucks that he tore his ACL. That was awful.
They relied on Kuminga, and Kuminga's 22, and he got hurt.
He did. I'm going to bank on the health of Jonathan Kuminga going forward.
He's got hurt now a couple times.
Okay, fair enough. He did have some
stretches.
More so, it was the wear and tear early on there with the tendonitis, right, mm-hmm. in the knee. They were just saying that was just, he's never had a workload like that in the past. And I'm curious to see if they do sign him, the workload that he's going to get. Is he going to be coming off the bench? Is he going to be starting? Are they going to stagger his minutes? And that's going to be, again, another Rubik's Cube puzzle for Steve Kerr to solve. It's the wear and tear with those three older guys. But is that good enough for you, Dub Nation, if you just said, hey, Jimmy Butler, just look at him as being the offseason signing of this summer. Is that good enough for you? And here's what Anthony Slater had to say about it, who joined us last hour.
And I do think they need to sharpen and make some moves this summer, but I also don't feel like it's a few years ago where it felt like they were so far away. They made the big move. The big move was at the deadline. It was Jimmy Butler. Now they just need to fill out a rotation a little bit better around them.
Oh, Matt Nahegian doesn't scrub his feet in the shower? Oh, there you go. There's a chalk one up for
me. I mean, that don't surprise me.
That just strengthens Shasky in his case.
We should have asked Anthony Slater first and foremost.
Probably burning heaters in the shower while he's taking a shower.
That's psychotic behavior. That's Henry Hill, Goodfellas type of stuff.
Drinking one of those energy drinks and one of them coffees from 7-Eleven that he loves while burning a heater.
I like 7-Eleven coffee.
He's in a hurry.
They got a good deal.
I got to listen and produce the entire station.
You know 7-Eleven has a rewards program? They have great deals. I love some 7-Eleven. This or that, do you scrub your feet in the shower or not? 888-957-9570. Was Jimmy Butler the only big move this summer? Is that good enough for Warriors fans? I wonder. Speaking of the Warriors, though, and their chances next year, you're a little more skeptical because
I'm just saying that I have doubts on just staying healthy with that core as the top three players on the team. I think that's a fair point of view. I'm not even saying that I'm right or wrong. I just think if you were going to list like some of the doubts, the very first one would be, all right, so you're telling me a 38-year-old who got hurt at the end of this year, mm-hmm. a 36-year-old who didn't play at all for the first half, got hurt in the playoffs and was compromised, and then another guy, Draymond Green, who's 35 years old, going to turn 36, who has had suspensions and injuries the last couple years, stayed relatively healthy, played 67 games this year. They're all going to stay healthy the whole year, and you're going to be good enough to be one of the top six teams and avoid what happened this year. Whew. Now, I could see a scenario where that happens, and I could see a scenario where that does not happen.
They were really freaking good with Jimmy Butler when he came there. Like, they, like, did not get blown out very many times, if at all, really, when him, Steph, and Draymond were in the lineup. Like, that team is really freaking good. Extrapolate that over a full season.
Yeah, but they played a lot of bad teams, too.
They did.
They only played a handful of legitimate playoff teams, none of them were at full strength.
You're going to play some bad teams next year. Hell, the East is looking like dog doo-doo again, and you're going to play the East a bunch, obviously. You're going to play everyone, but in the West, it's going to be a little more of a gauntlet. But all of a sudden, Joe, some of those teams, like the Memphis Grizzlies, might be cheeks next year. They might be booty.
Maybe.
Blazers are going to stink.
I think the Jazz are going to be a lot better.
The Jazz are going to stink. Well, let's see with Wemby and the Spurs. I don't know the health there.
I mean, they beat you without Wemby.
Sure. Fair enough. They did. Harrison Barnes revenge game. That happened, right?
Yeah.
We'll see. But this gauntlet that is the Western Conference, I understand it's more deep than the East, but I'm very curious to see how they're going to do. Nick Friedell joined us yesterday, our Odyssey NBA insider. Great interview. If you missed any of it, find it on YouTube or the Odyssey app. He agrees with you. Health is the name of the game for the Golden State Warriors.
I think they're really good if they can stay healthy, as we know. Who knows at this point with Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy at the ages and the wear and tear they've dealt with through all those extra playoff years on their body, the Warriors are going to make another move, another couple moves, of course. And it remains to be seen exactly who those guys are, what happens with Kuminga, all the storylines you guys go through day to day. But where I am hesitant to make any definitive call on the Warriors right now is because I know Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob, once that trade deadline rolls around in the middle of next year, we're going to be sitting here talking about, all right, well, what happens? And is there a star, one more star that they can acquire to kind of piece together with what they've got now?
One more star doesn't seem likely at this point. Now, what you consider a star? Anthony Slater, who joined us again last hour, 95.7 The Game Warriors Insider, he mentioned a name that was interesting that could be up for grab. Jrue Holiday. Is that a guy that would interest
you? Are they going to trade with you?
Again, well, I don't know. You've done trades with them in the past. And again, maybe they feel some type of way about the GP2. The GP2
that GP2 deal.
I know. But Jrue Holiday, would that be a name that interests you right now, Joe?
I would like Jrue Holiday.
But he's older.
But
he's
what 30, is that?
Okay, he's 35.
Forget the age. Like, what does that do for pods?
I don't know. Maybe you move off of him if you're just going to double down. If this is the last chance, as Nick Friedell told us yesterday, this last season that they can truly win a title, maybe you just go all in on the old guys.
I'd rather have Derek White than Jrue Holiday, but I would take Jrue Holiday in a heartbeat.
What's Drew Holiday making right now in spot?
I bet it's 28, 29, 30.
I pull it up right now. He is making a 33.6 is his average. So he's going to be making 32 in the apron salary, $32.4 million heading into next year. So, okay. All right. Derek White, I think, is probably around the same thing. Yeah, Derek White, younger, obviously. I'd rather have him.
Better ball handler.
Great defensive player. He can switch a bunch. And he can shoot the ball. Hell, he won them a game against the Knicks.
He's pods on steroids for this team.
Right, now that's absolutely. And he's a champion.
Yeah.
And he's played in a couple finals now. He played against you.
Played for Steve Kerr in the Olympics.
Yeah, that matters.
And played alongside Steph Curry. So I think he would be, if I was going to like target kind of a non-superstar player, that would be the guy that I would be trying to get. And if it cost you Pajemski, so be it.
Who are the players you're willing to part with right now, Dub Nation? Outside of the big three, is everyone on the table for you?
And
are
there, future picks.
And future picks. Like, is there anyone that's untouchable outside of Jimmy, Dre, and Steph for you? Jimmy, Dre, there you go. 888-957-9570. I start doing nicknames, Joe, and then I get myself all over the place. I was like, did I say the right names? I could just go Curry, Butler, and Green. It might be easier to do that. Speaking of the Warriors and having a puncher's chance, here's Nick Friedell talking about it yesterday.
I still think they have a puncher's chance to win one more, because I still believe in Steph at the level that he's playing at right now. I still believe in Jimmy being able to show something different than what he did at the end of that Minnesota series, because, guys, I think we'd all agree, after he took that fall in Houston, he just wasn't the same. His body just wasn't moving the way that we're used to seeing him. So in my mind, as I look at the Warriors, you take OKC certainly ahead of them, and maybe Denver, depending on what they do around Jokic. But I still think they have a chance. And that was the whole reason to make that Jimmy move, to give yourself one more chance. But I think this is the year coming. This is the moment. If they don't do it this year, then the door is probably shut.
You know, I know I'm the old guy in the room, all right? So bear with me here.
Father time, undefeated.
But when I hear, like, oh, they got a puncher's chance, you know who I think of?
Who?
I think of Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson's punch out?
No. He was the baddest dude on the planet. I could never imagine anybody beating him. And then he loses to Buster Douglas. And then ends up, you know, going to jail. And it was just basically every match was like, it's Tyson. It's Tyson. He's got a puncher's chance. He's got the most feared right hand in the world. And it was just, I'll read it in order. Defeated Peter McNally and defeated Bruno, but then loses to Holyfield. Disqualified to Holyfield. I mean, it's lost to Lennox Lewis, lost to Danny Williams, lost to Kevin McBride.
Come on, get to the name we all want there at the end. Who's his most recent L against?
I don't know who.
Dude, it's Jake Paul.
Stop it.
Come on. We were all locked in. Jake Paul, 1-0.
I'm saying, like,
versus Mike Tyson, baby.
When I hear, like, puncher's chance, I'm not mad at Friedell. It's just that that's how we talked about Tyson, and it's laughable now, but in real time, we talked ourselves into, it's Tyson, he still got it.
Well, no, I brought it up because we were literally talking about that during that Netflix, like, fight. We all, Mike Tyson is so long in the tooth, he's so old, right? Like, we knew he wasn't going to beat Jake Paul, but you tuned in, why? It's like, man, it's Tyson, maybe he does land one. That's why, Joe. That was why it made it so interesting. Now, in hindsight, it's laughable. Guy was exhausted after one round. He looked like he was hurt. It was all bad.
He's 55.
But you tuned in because you thought he could kick Jake Paul's ass.
No. I tuned in because it was Tyson, period.
But why? That's what I'm saying. You tuned in why?
Because it's Jake Paul and Tyson, and I love seeing the car wreck.
So the spectacle of that.
I'm like, more curious why he was chewing on his glove mid-fight. That was so weird.
Apparently he did that, though. That's what they were saying on the broadcast. They used to do that in the past. I don't the highlight of that entire thing was Mike Tyson.
The butt.
No, the big thank you. The butt cheeks. The full moon. Yeah. The Rikishi, dude. I mean,
that's what your feet look like when you don't wash them, dude.
You mean sexy?
No.
I mean, we won the tiebreaker with Nahegan. So.
That's true. I mean, if you pull,
that's who I'm getting my hygiene from.
Say,
I mean, give
dude,
me
have
a
you
break.
Seen that hairline? It's immaculate. The guy is so coiffed with that hair. He gets a haircut every 2 weeks. Looks incredible, just like you. And he tells us about it all the time. Are you getting a haircut soon, by the way?
I am. It's getting really long.
Yeah, there you go. It's getting too long.
But the problem is,
it's way too long.
The more I cut off the top, the more exposed the bald spot becomes.
You look fine, dude. Get the Hims. They have that. The shampoo that makes it thicker. I use it. It's great.
Do you scrub the ball spot?
I was said to you just, I mean, the jokes. I mean, Sam, you beat me to the punch.
What bald spot? It's receding and all the bald spot. No, there's difference.
Sam, do you use the Hims on your feet? Is the joke. Like, you're just talking about scrubbing it in.
Maybe the hairs on my feet now are looking more immaculate. So that's a good point, Sam. There you go.
That's another layer I just did not need to hear.
You want it, dude? You guys are asking about my body, and I'm telling you about it, all right? I'm just giving you, the people, what they want, all right? 888-957-9570. We got
like if Fast someone says coming you up a puncher's chance, minutes. Right? Like a puncher's chance, like normally, like when someone and I love Nick, but like what do you mean, like a 5% chance, a 10% chance? What does a puncher's chance mean?
I think 10% solid. They did not have a puncher's chance this time last year. They did not. There was no way that team was doing anything. They have a chance this year, though. They do. I truly believe
that. Talking about heading into the year, yeah, I probably would have felt the same way.
Yeah, last year heading into the season, it was, can I get a first-round series? Now it's, can we get to the conference finals? Like, that's a big jump. I think we need to take a step back and realize they made a significant change, and the expectations have now shifted. Right, Sammy?
Potentially, but also, if we want to talk about what a puncher's chance is, according to the odds makers, a puncher's chance is +2,900 to win a title next
and
year.
And what are there in the standings there? Sixth best, fifth best? What is that in the NBA?
That is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's the 12th best.
Okay.
Behind the Timberwolves, behind the Spurs, behind the Magic.
See, the Spurs, the Magic stopped.
Behind the Cavs. Lost me
there. There's no way the Magic stopped.
I'm just reading off with this betting. This is per FanDuel. If you want something, better odds maker.
I'd like DraftKings instead. How about that?
Let me go find DraftKings.
Thank you.
I'm agnostic when it comes to my my daily sports fantasy stuff.
But a part of that is why the Magic are there is because of the East being like dog doo-doo now.
Well, that's a part of, the path and who you have to go through, I think, is part, of the skepticism.
It is pretty crazy when I look at the landscape of the Western Conference, and I feel like if I plugged in any of those second-tier teams, then I'd be taking them as the favorite in the West. Like, if you drop the Minnesota Timberwolves in the East right now, I'm taking the Timberwolves.
Yeah, just like if I put the Niners into the, AFC North, I wouldn't look at them the same.
You wouldn't. Yeah, right? You're right.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I get it. Drop them into the AFC South, and I feel a hell of a lot better.
DraftKings has them at +2,000, the ninth best odds. So that's a puncher's chance for me. Ninth best odds to win the title. Okay. You got a puncher's chance. And I would
better than 12.
Again, I think they have the same chance as the T-Wolves, as the Nuggets, as the Lakers, as the Rockets next year. I would put them in that group right there. I don't think that's crazy, is it?
T-Wolves, Lakers, and Nuggets are plus 1,300, 1,400, and 1,500, yeah, respectively.
It's, again, I'm putting them, it's apples or what are the minus 200 or plus 200 for the Oklahoma City Thunder?
I'm skeptical that Durant could stay healthy throughout the whole year, which is, you know, one of their premium guys.
That's why the Thunder are the pick, is because of the health of those guys, the age.
They're all in their primes. Going into it.
Exactly.
Every one of them.
Every single one of them. And the Cavs, quite frankly, the same thing, and they dealt with their injuries last year, and that's going to be a concern, mm-hmm, again for them come playoff time. Can Donovan Mitchell stay healthy? Can Evan Mobley stay healthy? Can any of those guys stay healthy at the right time? We got about 10 minutes here to go, Joe. Did you want to relive this day in Giants history?
Okay.
But it's 95-7 the game, Giants history. Let me make this clear. So, a year ago on this day, this was Joe Shasky talking about the orange and black. Take it away.
There are times in life you root against your team. I know this sounds crazy. If you love your team, it's a long-term relationship. It's not about the singular year. And so I know I never root against my team guy is going to come down my road. I am rooting against the Giants because the reality is I don't want to watch Conforto anymore. I don't want to watch Yastrzemski and Slater. They're all nice guys individually, and I've rooted for them at times. I don't want to watch a pitching staff with one guy, Logan Webb, who I hand the ball to. I go, dear God, get me into the eighth inning today. I need you to save us, Jesus. Oh, my God. I cannot watch a team that has not had a 3-4-5 hitter that scares the other opponent in a decade since Buster Posey and Hunter Pence were roaming the field. I am rooting against the Giants. I needed to bottom out because I care about the, you know why? Because I'm going to be here longer than Farhan, and I'm going to be here the rest of my life, and I'm going to take my little son to games, and I don't want to watch this crap with my kid anymore. I can't take it. I'm rooting against the Giants. We're here. It's all okay. Right. Divorce is good. You want your friends to be happy. Gosh. One of my friends got divorced, and it was the happiest thing. It was like, dude, you're finally happy. It's okay. If two people are miserable, what are we doing? Go your separate ways. This is sports. Giants fans, admit it. We're miserable. We are miserable. There has not been a real team that you could wrap your arms around. There isn't one player that you love on the everyday roster.
You are miserable.
No, we are. Just admit it.
You're miserable.
No, well, the audacity of Bonte laughing at you when he literally said this.
I would rather be the White Sox.
Stop. He was acting so holier than thou then, too. And fast forward now. Hi, I'm Bonte Hill, NBC Sports, talking the Giants. Man, this team, does it get any better than Rafi Devers?
Same old yes to me,
right, Mike? There you go. That was you a year ago. By the way, the Giants had just lost to the Cardinals 5-3 to fall to 36-42 on the season. What a difference a year makes, right, Joe? Seriously, that's crazy.
Name the lie in the rant.
Just to say that you're rooting against the Giants. You weren't rooting against them. You didn't wish that they would
lose. No, I wanted them to lose, and we got what we wanted. We got Buster.
So, are you going to pat yourself on the back saying you were right all along?
It's just like when me and Bonte created the trade with CMC and the Niners, you know, and us also creating the Chris Bryant trade.
Oh, wow. I actually have the roast reaction to the CMC trade. I wonder if they're, you know, going to be humble about it.
People on the roadways even know how to drive this morning. They're driving 90 miles an hour thinking about Christian McCaffrey all over the place. And then I got Joe Shasky and Patrick Willis jersey. I got Mattson fired up. Lautman's running around with his neck cut off. Joe Shasky, CMC. It's wearing red and gold, and it may happen this Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm so happy. I mean, look, sports makes us so happy. Like, these types of moments, all right? This is, on so many layers, this is such a great deal, right? Like, the draft picks, the money. Shut up. This is Christian McCaffrey. This is one of the top 10 or 15 offensive weapons in the league. Quarterbacks notwithstanding. Wouldn't you agree?
Hold on. Sports make me so happy from the guy that is saying I'm rooting against my own team.
Hey, if that doesn't describe Joe Shasky in one little sound clip, I don't know what does.
Well, Private Joker in Full Metal Jacket. The duality of man, sir.
It's true.
There you go. The duality of Joe Shasky.
In the words of Ralph, two things can be equally true.
Oh, my God.
Sports, man.
I've never heard either you and Bonte happy at the same time when it comes to a sports take. So there you go. That was a great time right there. And you guys, you ended up patting yourselves on the back. Well, we were the ones that made it happen.
Well, I mean, you did get an offensive player of the year season out of him. He was like one of the greatest players the Niners have ever seen in an individual season.
He was great. And then what happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
Bilateral Achilles tendonitis.
You literally went to the playoffs in the NFC Championship game, then you went to the Super Bowl. You got two amazing years. I do that trade till I'm blue in the face every single time.
Okay, fair enough.
You wouldn't?
Well, I do the trade. I don't know if I'd re-up him the time I did.
Oh, no, that's a different question.
Because that is looking like not a great contract. We'll see if Christian McCaffrey's truly healthy this offseason. What's up, Sammy?
Well, notice you talk about moments where both Bonte and Shasky were both happy at the same time. There is another moment they're both happy at the same time. Carter, if you could, please.
Oh my goodness, Bonte.
Just cut it off.
Where you want to begin?
It's just too much.
We got to begin with the quarterback position. And Debbie.
Debbie!
Over here.
Who
Debbie?
Is this?
She knows
Big 95.7 The Game.
You're going to know what time it is. Subscribe to YouTube. Subscribe to Twitch.
Click it.
95.7 The Game. Mm-hmm. Joe Shasky the Butcher. Bonte Hill. And what we just saw at the quarterback position.
Oh my God.
Let me just say this, Shasky. I'll start it off like this. I will be shocked if Trey Lance is a starting guy quarterback in week number one.
I hate spoiler, he was not. He did score the first touchdown of the season, though, against the Detroit Lions. By the way, are we going to do that at 49ers training camp this year with Mykal Williams, the greatest edge rusher we've ever seen coming out of?
Charles Haley, look out.
On the field of Adonises?
On the field of Adonises. Mykal Williams, when he just stands next to Nick Bosa, he belongs, right?
Yeah.
Right? There you go.
Hey, look, the guy who is the voice of the 49ers, who's been to... You know who has been to 1,000 practices for years.
As a thrower of the football.
He said it was the greatest throwing day he has ever seen. He said that, not me. He said that he's ever seen at any training camp ever.
Which tells me.
And then he broke his finger and it all went to poop.
Which tells me training camp means absolutely nothing when it comes to stats.
What do you wait, time out. You say that, but then Kyle and Mike Shanahan said that that's how they found Brock Purdy, and they realized he was the guy, was because of training camp.
They found Brock Purdy, let's call it a buck, because he was a third-string quarterback, and both their first two quarterbacks got hurt. That's why. But he wasn't touching the field prior to that. They could tell me all about the training camp all they want. They could backpedal, like Darrell Revis. But the fact of the matter is, Jimmy got hurt, Trey got hurt, you had to go to him.
No, well, time out. If that was the case, the guy that they gave the money to that year leading into training camp, who was the third stringer that they brought in? The big tall guy. He was a goof.
Brandon Allen?
No. He was an Indiana quarterback.
Nate Sudfeld. They gave him guaranteed money, and they cut him to keep Brock Purdy on the roster. So I get what you're saying. Like, oh, you kind of got lucky. But you didn't have the foresight to realize, like, oh, no, we're going to keep Brock Purdy. We're going to cut Nate Sudfeld, who you already gave money to. So I disagree with you on that.
Who is Debbie, by the way?
Oh, she's one of the ladies that works there.
Oh, okay. Great. We love Debbie, Team Debbie?
Yeah, she's great.
Okay. What does she do?
Just guards the media walk-in area? I don't
security
know.
Guard? Okay, I'm just wondering. Security. When we go out there next year, like next month, are we going to be like shaking hands with Debbie and just saying what's up? I'm just wondering.
Maybe if Debbie's there, I'll say what's up.
If your feet are clean.
Well, I was going to say, are we allowed to wear flip-flops there? Is that a no-go? Steven Rizzo just winced in the back. If I wear flip flops,
that is a no-go.
Training camp. Okay. What about like Jesus sandals? Are those okay?
You got to wear closed toed shoes.
Is that what they say?
Yeah. Got to dress like a professional.
No, real quick. Is that a requirement? Do they say that?
It's just called common sense, dog.
There was a couple people in sandals, I think, a couple times.
That's all I need. Not cool.
Mike Silver doing it doesn't really
screen
light.
As in Mike Shanahan, who wears the Jerusalem Cruisers everywhere, because the Lobster Man is in vacation mode because he's retired.
I love that you call him the Lobster, too, because my dad, every time he came up during a game, would call Mike Shanahan the Lobster.
He was just red, just baked from the sun.
And he would call Andy Reid or Mike Holmgren the Walruses. That's what he called the Walruses.
That's a good one.
Fast Five time?
Mike Holmgren.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Mike Holmgren should be a Hall of Famer, by the way. Didn't win a Super Bowl. Yeah. Went back to another with the Seattle Seahawks.
Him.
Right?
Tom Flores.
He's in Tom Flores. But Mike Shanahan should be in as well.
These guys all should be in. I agree.
It's kind of ridiculous that they're not. I don't know why there's the logjam for I think Pete Carroll at one point should be able to get into the Hall of Fame as well.
Did you see Ashton Jeffy doing backflips?
Be careful, Ashton. We don't want any
RB1?
You know, well, of course he's going to be RB1. He might be RB1 for everyone in fantasy.
Fantasy,
that's what I was saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Him or Christian McCaffrey?
Of course he's the Raiders RB1.
Who are you going to touch? Christian McCaffrey or Ashton Jeffy?
I'm not touching McCaffrey.
None?
No. When you're a fan of the Niners, you realize there are certain players you just don't touch.
Saquon or Gentry, who are you going? Well, I don't know. All the wear and tear on Saquon last year, I got a little concerned, Carter.
If you have the number one overall pick, you're taking Saquon.
I mean, I am the station champion here, so I believe I can speak on this. You don't pick Saquon this year, period.
Thank you.
Over 400 rushes. Every running back that's had over 400 rushes has been awful the next year.
Kicking Gen 2 then over him?
100%.
Except for Dalian Tomlinson 10 years in a row. Yeah, but other than that, you're right.
Well, he might be the greatest running back.
Exactly.
So it's different. There's levels
to this. But other than him, you're right. But when was that? Tomlinson did it like 9 years in a row.
That was like 15 years ago, right?
Tomlinson was one of the baddest dudes.
No, that was way longer. That was like 18 or 17 years ago.
I watched him score 5 touchdowns against the Niners and then did this. You know what I'm talking about, where he
dude, I watched him at the Coliseum score like 5 touchdowns. He's unbelievable. He's one of the greatest of all time. You don't need to tell me twice. Didn't Saquon have already a significant injury in his career? Isn't he torn a ligament already?
Yeah.
LT never
ACL.
Did. Yeah, LT never did. What's your final thought, Joseph?
I mean, my final thought is like hygiene at this station is just
through the roof. Great.
You know those training modules that we have to do regarding social media and things like that? Like, I think we might need a training module on hygiene at this station. And, wow, I'm a little disappointed. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
You view me differently after walking out today?
Yeah, I think you kind of do.
I think you literally
throw me in with them.
You think I'm a gross individual.
I started this day texting the boss about how frustrated I was regarding the restroom situation at this station.
Of course you did.
And how I'd
hold on, what's Matt going to do about the bathroom?
I'm just letting him know.
Is he going to make a new one?
Just letting him know. I would rather use a restroom stop on I-5 than use the one here that we have. And I'm talking about those I-5 restroom stops that are soaking wet. It's like Bill was here. You know what I mean? Like one of those. I'd rather use that than the one here.
Matt Nahegan was here.
Carter, what's your final thought?
Was here. Garlic fries and baseball guys.
Subscribe, Ramblers, listen to podcast.
You okay, Carter?
That's using a restroom on I-5. Comparing that to our bathrooms is just too far. That's my final thought.
Say is people need to shave around. You need the man.
Hey, bro. Next time you come over to my house, I'm going to have the hose out front. I'm going to hose your feet down before you come into my house.
I'm going to go barefoot and just ask you, because Michelle, I'm just going to take off the shoes, right? Take off the shoes? Take off the
hobbit's tail.
Hey, Samwise, I don't want to hear about that, the hobbit's tail back there.
Lovin,
Samwise Gamgee.
Lovin,
what do you got?
You are game 6 Clay today.
Oh, thank you. Wait, hold on. Still Carter's final thought. Sorry.
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay. My bad. I want to make sure you got your moment there.
He was efficient.
My final thought is I got to do something I rarely ever do and give the YouTube chat some props here with some great comments during our this or that segment. Toyota Tundra, spelled Toyota wrong.
No, that's the guru drop. Yeah.
Okay. No shot, y'all washing your feet, chat. So everyone in the chat's probably on Team Spadoni. Uncle Looney, Carter is 9 feet tall, so he's got an excuse. That's can't reach his feet. It's too far down. 49er-y-der. Benjamin Franklin scrubbed his feet with a rock, even. So you lose your Ben Franklin argument right there.
Yeah, that's great. A rock.
Well, that's better than what you scrub with. You scrub with nothing. I'll take a rock over nothing.
They didn't have deodorant back then.
Pat McCaw fan club. Spadoni not going to be allowed to have flip-flops in the Chase Center court anymore, so that's going to really throw you off at the knockout tournament next year.
I did flip-flops on the Chase Center floors once upon a time.
Monty Atco Pest Control needs to check out Spadoni's feet. Put the rat on the table for that one.
The Atco Pest Control people are going to fix your feet.
There you go. That's what they're there for. Got to get rid of all those bugs there. And then
the fungus on the table.
Tough act.
That's a four. Ziddy, wait, you guys actually scrub your feet. So Ziddy is also on your side, Spadoni. And then, final totals for the YouTube poll. 80% of people who watch on YouTube scrub their feet.
Real quick, Steven Risotto, just thumbs up or down. Do you scrub your feet in the shower? Thumbs up.
Yeah, freshly shaven Steven Risotto.
Exactly. Finally, right?
Finally, someone's getting the hygiene, doc out.
That was Fast 5 brought to you by Xfinity at Home. We're on the go. Get the fastest internet to all your devices. I smell the best. I got, you know what, the best hygiene at the station. It's not even close. I shower daily. I brush my teeth daily. I take care of my body.
In the words of Chris Rock, you're doing what you're supposed to do. You don't get credit for doing the bare minimum of what you should be doing as a functional human being in society.
Wow, dude.
Exactly.
I prepare my body in various ways. The show known as Steiny and Guru is up next, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.